You're listening to the Hometown Goshen Podcast, a weekly show that takes a look at what makes Goshen home. I'm JC Lee. Earlier in the month, a number of people throughout Elkhart County heard some mysterious booms. Now, we're a region full of trains, and we get quite a few hunters, so loud noises aren't unusual. That is, until it jolts you out of bed and rattles the windows and walls. Kevin Reed of Goshen was sleeping in bed when he heard the sound around 5:30 a.m. on January 3rd.
It was an eerie feeling. I woke up, shot up, looked out my front window, opened the mini blinds up to see what was going on. I looked up in the sky, looked on the ground. I mean, just a different noise that I've never heard before.
Elkhart County Emergency Dispatcher said there weren't any reports of fires, explosions, or shots around the time, and we're not the only ones. A township in northeast Pennsylvania also reported hearing a loud boom on January 1st, but a local news station said they weren't able to find any trace of the source. Strange, right? Here's Reed again, describing the noise.
It sounded like a roar, a big bang in a deep, deep kettle, like way down in the ground. I didn't know if somebody broke into my house or if something exploded.
Reed said he's a sound sleeper. To use his own words, it would take a war to wake him up. He said the noise even stunned and confused his dog, a 150-pound St. Bernard. She just sat and stared at the window.
I went outside, looked at my pool deck, noticed the lattice that I got going all the way around on just one side was totally, totally sheared off, broke, straight line, so I did not go out and see if the ground moved or anything, but there is definitely something going on.
But is this the first time that Elkhart County has been rocked by loud booms? Well, yes and no. The Farmer's Almanac reports that parts of the country experienced loud frost quakes last winter, but it only happens when it's really, really cold out. Frost quakes happen when rain and melted snow saturates the soil, and there's a quick drop from freezing to sub-zero temperatures. As the moisture in the soil freezes, it expands and creates pressure on the bedrock. The bedrock cracks, resulting in a loud popping noise. Was that the source of our mysterious booms? No, said the National Weather Service in northern Indiana. Sure, it was freezing and snowy, but the temperatures on January 3rd just weren't cold enough. So what was it? Right now, there are no concrete answers. But that hasn't stopped people from posting their theories on social media. Let's run through a few. A blog suggested that the booms could have been a result of seismic activity and tectonic plate shifts throughout North America, but the U.S. Geological Survey reported no unusual activity during that time. How about meteor showers? There was a meteor shower on Saturday, January 3rd, which can cause loud booms and break up above the earth. But that didn't reach its peak till Saturday evening, long after the booms were reported. How about a large jet? The Indiana Department of Transportation wrote in an email to the Elkhart Truth that there were no aircrafts traveling in the area at supersonic speeds. Their theory? Maybe it was just firework displays for the new year. More than a week later, we're no closer to figuring out what made the mysterious booms that shook Elkhart County. All we do know is that the booms aren't related to the weather. You're listening to the Hometown Goshen Podcast, and that was a story about the mysterious booms heard throughout Elkhart County earlier this month. I'd like to thank digital producer Danielle Waldron for calling around and debunking many of the theories. You can find her full story on ElkhartTruth.com. Up next, we have a story from Goshen reporter Sharon Hernandez, who's looking into how the city plans to solve flooding in northeast Goshen.
Parts of Goshen are having a little trouble getting out of the rain. The weather has led to rainwater accumulating in northeast Goshen, and it's getting to the point where wetlands are starting to surface, according to Becky Hirschberger. She's the city's brownfield coordinator, which means she turns around properties contaminated by hazardous chemicals. Hirschberger said these wetlands are getting in the way of future industrial development. And there's nowhere the water can go. It stays stagnant, and that makes the soil muddy, which you don't want when you're trying to build. That's why the city will demolish several properties along East Lincoln Avenue to build a retention pond. It's a basin which collects water drainage from higher elevation areas in order to prevent floods. And it'll also serve as a filter, so that any water that flows into the basin will not contaminate any nearby creeks. The city will demolish these properties sometime later this year. Then they're going to have to clean the area up. Hershberger said the soil on the properties are contaminated. And one of the reasons is the salvage yard in two of those properties. Once that's done, the retention pond will be built. It's expected to be done by the middle of 2016.
You're listening to the Hometown Goshen podcast. It's JC Lee again. Now let's take a look at what's coming up this weekend in Goshen. If you're looking to end your week with a bit of live music, then check out pop rock group The Outer Vibe on Friday at Ignition Music Garage. Though the Michigan band describes their sound as being more surf disco. Tickets cost $15. And that's it for this week's podcast. We'd like to thank Kevin Reed for sharing his story about the mysterious booms in Goshen. And we would not have been able to put today's show together without the hard work of digital producer Danielle Waldron and reporter Sharon Hernandez. The Hometown Goshen podcast is a production of the Elkhart Truth newspaper. You can find more stories from the Maple City on our website, ElkhartTruth.com, as well as videos, audio stories, and other multimedia pieces. I'm JC Lee. Until next week, thanks for listening.